Heading for the Villa Front Royal to trade in fish and fruit.
Baron Cordesville has no need of fruit or fish, friends. So you've wasted your journey.
Are we near the Ville?
You a mutie? You and the Snowhair kid? Baron don't welcome muties, lady.
We aren't muties. None of us.
Step back from the blasters. Now take some care. One at a time, you step forward, and we'll search you. Make sure there's nobody holding onto a hideaway. That'd be a mistake.
Ryan was impressed with the man's control. It was impossible to make him out clearly, but he sounded fairly young. He had handled the ambush with an almost ridiculous ease, plucking them all into his net like ripe fruit.
What's your name, and where are we?
Hamlet of Shersville, friend. Name's Nathan Freeman, sec-head of our small ville. That's enough talk. The old man first.
The search was thorough, and sec-men found the knives that Ryan, JB, and Jack carried, but missed the sword stick that belonged to Doc Tanner.
Seems okay.
Freeman still kept cautiously out of sight.
You can pick up the blasters and come with us. Stay in Shersville a day or two, then be on your way.
A skinny, hunched man called from the other side of the clearing.
Gotta let the Baron know. Strangers, Nate. Gotta tell him.
Baron wants to know any danger, Tom. These six won't topple Front Royal. I believe what they say. Let him be.
Cause trouble, Nate. Trouble for you is trouble for Shersville. Trouble for one is trouble for all.
Damn your fear, Tom. The shadow is fucking long, everybody knows that. But it's not forever. One day there'll be a change.
You speak treason, Nathan. There's men who loves you. But there's those in Shersville that'd see you fall for the chance of Wolf's Head Jack from the Baron.
Shersville don't need such as them. One day we can stand and fall as we are. Not because of fear of the Baron and that slutty...
Nate! Watch your tongue, you stoop! Or we'll all dance on cold air for it!
Ryan found the conversation utterly fascinating. There was obviously some deep-rooted and bitter feelings against his brother and Lady Rachel, but there was also intense fear of the chilling power of the Ville. The Baron's Carter of Front Royal had always had long arms.
Said we should report strangers, Nate.
Yeah, I hear you. I say let them have their blasters and come with us. The day Shersville can't offer shelter and food to lost strangers is the day Shersville loses all it ever had.
We are obliged to you, young man.
Doc Tanner was as courteous as ever. His hand moved to his sparse silver locks to sweep the stovepipe hat off in an elegant bow, but he let it fall again to his side, as he remembered that the ancient hat was now part of the flotsam and jetsam off the New Jersey shore.
Yeah, we're grateful, Master Freeman. From what we heard, it sounds like there could be trouble from this Baron if you give us shelter. Wouldn't want that.
Tom was speaking out of turn. Baron demands we watch the borders for muties and hire killers. You aren't the first. As for the second, like I said, six won't take Front Royal. So, what's to tell the good Baron Carter?
Nathan Freeman turned and led the way through the bright silvered night, following the trail as it gradually became broader, blending with other tracks until they were on a well-preserved blacktop. The rest of the villagers straggled along in the rear, talking quietly and urgently together.
You worried them.
Freeman shook his head.
My mother used to say something about dying on your feet, maybe being better than living on your belly. The Ville's been too powerful for too long since Baron Harvey stole it.
Stole?
Long story. I wasn't even born when it began. We'll get to Shersville and get some food down here. Then I'll tell you.
Ryan had noticed that the man had been staring curiously at his eye patch. When the question finally came, he was ready for it.
Best I know your names, so as I can say I made proper inquiries. And I wonder about that wound to your face.
I'm Floyd Thursby. This is J.B. Dix, Christy Roth, Laurie Quint, Doc Tanner, and Jack Lauren. And this?
He lifted a hand to touch the leather patch over his left eye.
Don't much like talking about it. Double-stoop way to lose half your sight.
How'd it happen?
Rabbit.
How's that?
I was in my 20th summer out west where I was born. Been trapping with my uncle. Both my parents died when I was 3. There was a big buck caught in a snare around its foreleg. The wire had bitten deep to the bone, and the creature seemed like it was nearly chilled.
Everyone had stopped, gathering around to hear the conclusion of the story. Ryan wasn't a natural-born liar, and he struggled to keep the tale as short and as simple as possible.
I stooped over it, skinning knife in my right hand. Been a bad chem storm and it was dark, under some trees. Bent low, fucker wasn't near dead, and it kicked out at me. Hooked this eye out from its socket, neat as a stone from a plum. Gouged this down me at the same time.
He touched the jagged scar that seamed his cheek from eye to mouth on the right side of his lean face.
A bunny blinded you? If that don't take the biscuit, a bunny spoiled the stranger's looks.
Ryan turned slowly and stared at the man, the moon catching his good eye, giving it a glint of ferocious anger.
No harm meant, Master Thursby.
Tom took a stumbling half-step back, stepping on the toes of the man behind him. Ryan just smiled.
No harm done, friend.
They came within sight of the hamlet of Shuresville a quarter hour later.
That's some strange-looking fruit, lover.
Ryan looked where she pointed. Ahead of them, fringing the road, were five corpses. Three had been hanged, and two had been crucified on crude crosses.
Baron Harvey's orchard.
Pour encourager les autres.
Say what, Doc?
It means, my dear boy, that the Baron believes in visible lessons to those who might consider crossing him.
Ryan stopped in front of the first of the bodies. It was a woman, naked, aged around 50 by the look of the dried, wrinkled flesh. There wasn't enough left of the face to be more certain. Strands of ragged, graying hair still clung to the gnarled bone of the skull. The lower jaw had become detached and fallen to the earth. The eyes were long gone, pecked out by the crows that they'd seen near where they had parked the wag. The hempen rope around the scrawny throat was stained black with ancient blood. The next dangling corpse was a man, but it was only by the torn ribbons of breeches and jerkin that you could guess it. The body had obviously hung there longer than the old woman. The flesh had turned to crisp leather, tanned and gleaming in the bright moonlight. The hands were bound behind the back, and the ankles were also tied together. One foot was missing. The third body was smaller, younger, and fresher. The eyes were missing, as well as the lips and part of the soft flesh of the cheeks. It was a teenage boy, flaxen-headed and slightly built. Both hands were gone, obviously cut off before the lynching. Smears of thick tar around the stumps showed, where a crude effort had been made to stop the lad from bleeding to death before he could be strung up.
Found a boar with broken legs out in the wild Shen south of here. The beast was done, and he slit its throat and took a haunch for food for his family. Live on the edge of Shuresville. Someone leaked word to the Baron, and...
The sentence drifted away into the silence of the night. Both of the crucified corpses were men.
See this on every road round Front Royal.
Been up for weeks, them two. Both caught hoarding food meant for Lady Rachel's horses.
J.B. stared up at the tortured corpses.
That's a pretty high price. Bad way to go. The hunk of wood for your feet makes it longer. Ropes around the wrists and ankles. Baron wanted nails used, but Lady Rachel said nails made it quicker. Through the tendons and bones at wrist and ankle. Ropes is more cruel, she said. So it was ropes.
What chills you?
See the way the head falls forward on the chest? Whole body leans out. Closes up the chest so you can't breathe. You pull yourself up straight. Then the strain's too much, so you slump. Goes on until you choke.
Bastard hard.
Indeed, Master Thursby. But the Baron and his lady have less kind ways.
What, worse than that?
A man who spit at Lady Rachel Corder for what she'd done to his family was taken and stripped, and his wrists bound tight with whipcord. Then he was placed on a large wooden spike that tapered, becoming wider and wider.
Placed? How'd you mean? Where?
Point up his ass, Whitey. He gripped with his feet, but he got tired, didn't he, mates? He slipped down a bit, and there was all this blood and stuff on the spike. He went down farther, and in the end, it came clean out through his...
Enough, man! By the three Kennedys! This is monstrous!
Doc turned to Ryan, whose heart sank at the suspicion that the old man, in his rage, was about to call him by his real name, and possibly destroy them all. As if in understanding of the predicament, Lori quickly hung onto his arm and nearly pulled him clear off balance.
Don't stare at Floyd, Doc!
Who... Don't... What, child? Who is... I swear I was near the brink of... But let it pass. Master Thursby, I fear that I cannot, nay, will not, spend a night in the shadow of these poor curs.
Where can you go, Doc?
Back to Wag. I know the trails. I can find it easy.
Tom suddenly became suspicious.
You said it was days off, didn't you?
There's a cache of food. Maybe it'd be safer for them, Floyd.
If that's what you want, Doc.
Now I can lead you back. Know these woods from a child. On tomorrow, I can trail and make sure all's well. No need. Thanks. We know where the wag is.
Sure.
Ryan took the old man by the arm and led him out of earshot of the others, Lori following closely.
We'll be fine, Ryan. Be good cover if there should be trouble. Don't trust them.
Oh, the young man, Nathan, seems straight. But I know what you mean. So much fear of the Vill. We'll stay there for the night, and then leave early morning. Stay at the wag, and we'll pick you both up before noon. Is that okay?
Doc gripped him by the hand.
Ryan, I mean Floyd, I don't have the power of a Doomy to see the future, but I fear that this promises ill. Will you abandon this venture, come back to the gateway, and let us go elsewhere?
No, Doc. Thanks for the warning. But I've come too far to turn back now. Take care. And you, Lori. See you tomorrow.
The slim young girl led the way back along the trail, Doc Tanner walking more slowly, stumbling a little after her. In a very short time, they'd both disappeared into the darkness, leaving Ryan to wonder whether he should have let them go, or whether they all should have gone with him to the wag. You could almost taste the fear when Nathan Freeman led the strangers into the hamlet. Many of the inhabitants were asleep, but most of those were quickly awakened by the noise that greeted Ryan and the other three. Nathan brushed aside any discussion about whether the Baron should be told, and Ryan did what he could to reassure everyone that they would be leaving early in the morning. They were taken to a barn, clean and dry, with ample fresh straw for all four of them to sleep in comfort. A woman carried in a tray that held cups of warm goat's milk and four wooden bowls containing thick vegetable soup. Her hands trembled as she served them. They all fell asleep quickly. Ryan awoke only once, around 2, when he thought he heard the sound of a horse's hooves muffled. Though he lay and listened, the sound wasn't repeated, and he was soon asleep once more. They rose early in Shuresville and had breakfast by 8 o'clock. Ryan had risen earlier, only a few minutes after a pale dawn. He'd pulled on his high combat boots and tucked his pistol and panga in their sheaths. As he walked out of the barn, he nearly bumped into the tall, well-built figure of Nathan Freeman, who stood patiently in the deep shadow of the wooden building.
Good morrow, Master Thursby.
The hesitation before the name was so slight that most men wouldn't have noticed it at all. But Ryan noticed.
Morning, friend.
The others awake?
No.
Then I'd like a chance to talk, Floyd.
Ryan looked at the young man, noting the peculiar dark shade of his eyes. So dark, it was almost black.
Now?
No.